Local foodies have a chance this weekend to be part of a farm-to-table chef competition to raise money for an area farmers market and farmer training. The Land Connection is hosting its third annual fundraiser, the Artisan Cup and Fork, tomorrow evening at Broadway Food Hall in Urbana. Eight chefs will team up with area farmers to create a variety of dishes for attendees to enjoy. I spoke with Tegan O'Brien with the Land Connection about tomorrow night's events and about the goals of his organization.
Growing the local food economy both on and off the farm to build a healthy and resilient future for generations to come. We do this through our food access side, which, as you mentioned, the Champaign Farmers Market is sort of the crowning jewel of that area of programming. And we have a lot of food access programs for SNAP and LINK benefits with double matching at every market, triple matching on the second Tuesday of each month, and some bonuses that we're doing with Common Ground and the winter market indoors at Lincoln Square.
And the event itself sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. You've got some great local chefs involved
in this.
Let's talk about them a little bit. Who are some names, some restaurants that people will recognize that'll be part of this?
So a lot of people will recognize Adam Schallenberger if they've come to the event before. He's won three of the past four awards. Mm. So he's sort of he's obviously the guy to beat. He's got competition, though, from Leif DeFer, who took over his position as executive chef at V. Picasso and has competed for the past year. Ryan Rogers from The Wheelhouse will also be there. This is his third year doing it, as well as Adam's third year. Jordan Coffee and Aurora Coffee from American Harvest Eatery will be competing. They competed the first year and actually won the People's Choice Award. And so they're the only ones to win an award other than Adam Schallenberger. Then we've got some local rising talent, which we're super excited about because they haven't competed before, and a lot of people don't necessarily know who they are. Anne Kay is a personal chef who's worked at Black Dog and at Watson's. Jacob Paul is the owner and operator of Hot Box Catering and Food Truck, and if you haven't had his nachos on homemade chips, I suggest getting them as soon as possible. We also have Mark Cannon, who has been the pitmaster at Black Dog in Urbana for years now, and he's really excited to participate. And then we also have Jordan Baldorada, who owns Baldorada's Porchetta and Sicilian Sausage. So some chefs you would think of, and then some chefs that are really interested in sort of getting their name out there into the local food movement.
Yeah, and how does this competition work? You've got these chefs, and then how do they get their ingredients, and what are they making? How does this all get decided?
So we team them up with a meat producer, a produce supplier, and then a dairy / cheesery, and they are required with creating a dish using ingredients from those farms. They're given a budget, and then they have to create tasting portions of the dish for 200 to 225 people. Everyone gets to come to the event. You get to sample the dishes sort of a la carte as you walk around, interact with people. Broadway Food Hall is a huge sort of open space, so there's a lot of tables. You can mingle with whomever you like. It is not assigned seating by any means. And you taste it, you vote. There's a panel of judges that also votes, and they vote on the grand prize winner. And then the public votes on the People's Choice winner.
All right. So with this fundraiser itself, where will people see this, their money going? Where will they see their money coming out of this?
So the money goes to our general programming. It will help both the farmers market and our farmer training programs, which are the other side. That's a lot of our outreach to the farm community, training farmers from beginning. We offer programs for intermediate and expert level farmers as well. And that's part of what allows us to build this pipeline from beginning farmers, getting local, good, nutritious food on sustainable farms to local consumers. So that's what the money will be going towards, making sure we can continue to offer that programming at a reasonable rate to all of our constituents.
That's Tegan O'Brien, Marketing and Outreach Manager with the Land Connection. You can get tickets for the Artisan Cup and Fork through midnight tonight at artisancup.com or at Broadway Food Hall tomorrow evening for $75 each. Tickets include tasting portions for all eight teams' creations, plus drink tickets to sample locally crafted beer and spirits.